Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: cloudy, as a chance of snow showers late, a low of 9. The city of Kenosha has secured a rarely used vehicle to help finance construction of a new fire station. Antonio Riley, the Midwest Regional Director of Housing and Urban Development, traveled to Kenosha today to announce that the city's request for a nearly $5 million loan to help build a superstation to 52nd Street and 22nd Avenue has been approved. Construction of the new fire station is strongly supported by Mayor John Antaramian.
Well, I'm excited. This is an opportunity for us to solve many problems and also to make sure that we have a safer community. And I wish to, at this point in time, thank the Chairman of Public Safety, Rocco Lamacchia, and his leadership. I want to thank the aldermen, because without all of your support, this would not have happened.
The low-interest loan will be paid back over time with community development block grant funds. The project means that a long-vacant elementary school will be demolished to make way for the new station, which will involve the merger of the existing firehouses located at 22nd Avenue and Roosevelt Road and 22nd Avenue and Washington Road. The latter, if it were to remain open, would need extensive repairs to shore up the floor. The girlfriend of the man accused of killing his neighbor and dumping her body in a trash disposal bin behind the Sunshine Grocery Store on Taylor Avenue has been charged with being party to the crime of first-degree intentional homicide. 31-year-old Myquette Johnson appeared in Racine Circuit Court today. According to court documents, Johnson was in the apartment when 49-year-old Harry Fumich allegedly killed Kim Cantwell in October. Johnson is scheduled to return to court December 21st for a preliminary hearing on the charge. Fumich is also facing a first-degree intentional homicide charge, along with hiding a corpse and theft. He's accused of strangling the victim and, with the help of another man, wrapping her body in a blanket and dumping it into the dumpster. Fumich is next scheduled to appear in court January 6th for a pretrial conference. The plan to install phone app capability with City of Racine parking meters takes another step, with Wednesday being the deadline for proposals from vendors, to be followed by a review and then a recommendation. During the recent Transit and Parking Commission meeting, System Manager Mike Meyerly noted the apps will also provide the city valuable parking data for planning purposes. Noting smartphone users will be able to pay initially and then add up to 2 hours on meters, one panel member suggested the possibility of enforcement via the app, which Meyerly suggested might be too heavy-handed.
So in parking, the risk of getting a parking ticket is a deterrent from violating the conditions of parking, right? But you don't expect to get a parking ticket every time. And if you think about driving too, if you imagine that you had a device in your car that every time you went, let's say, 5 miles over the speed limit, you added, automatically got dinged and a certain amount was deducted from your checking account.
The phone app capability with the parking meters won't start until sometime next spring, with a recommended 2-hour limit to add time, the same for feeding meters with coins. Recent data shows just over 20% of Racine Unified's new kindergarten students show up for class without having met the academic and behavioral benchmarks deemed necessary to succeed in the first year of school. But on the other end of the K-12 spectrum, about an equal percentage of students will drop out before graduation. Jeff Neubauer, the head of Kranz Incorporated, leads the 3-year-old group Higher Expectations for Racine County Youth and doesn't think it's a coincidence.
We don't have the data going back 12 years to know if the children who didn't graduate from high school were the same ones who showed up 12 years earlier not prepared for kindergarten. But one can draw a reasonable inference that if a student arrives at kindergarten ready to learn, it's a less challenging undertaking to keep that child on track.
Neubauer and Higher Expectations are pushing new initiatives to promote early childhood education, among them securing funding for converting half-day pre-kindergarten classes to full day. The deadline to enter the 2016 Burlington Liars Club Annual World Championship Lie Contest is coming up on Friday.
The annual Tall Tale Competition, with a certificate and 15 minutes of fame as the top prize, has been going on now for decades. As always, the rules prohibit politicians because they're considered professionals. The winner will be announced around New Year's Day. Over the years, winning lies have covered a range of topics, from weather to politics to family life. You can send your tall tale to the Burlington Liars Club, P.O. Box 156, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Email your entries to championlies@gmail.com, along with your name and address. I'm Tom Karkel, WRJN News.
If you or someone you know would like to become an official card-carrying member of the Burlington Liars Club, include a dollar for each person along with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.